So, Matt, great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So this started at Knollwood as a means of honoring the caregivers at Knollwood. And you guys, you're organized in a way people are giving to CECA to honor the caregivers that are serving those at Knollwood.
Right now, it's the family that funds it.
Okay.
I am a retired avaricious capitalist. I was CEO and founder of a public company.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was a resident at Knollwood. She, okay. Like my dad, was very much Army. My dad was 32 years, got his star. My mother was a WAC in World War II.
Okay.
She was through Omaha Beach on the ninth day and led a platoon of WACs all the way to Paris.
Wow.
And but they ended up having seven children, and my mother ultimately lost, and the family lost my dad, and but she was kicking strong. And we moved her from Chicago, Illinois, to Knollwood, given how outstanding the care was there.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't help but be impressed with the caring of the people there, the atmosphere. So it was an easy choice to have her be a resident at Knollwood.
What prompted you to start CECA?
Well, just right at the beginning. I'm not much of a very good caregiver at all. I don't have the patience. I'd visit Mom, and I'd tease her a little bit, and mm-hmm. she'd throw me out. God bless my wife, Rosemary, uh-huh. who had the patience and saw her over the years. But you can't not see people who do caregiving well
mm-hmm.
and not just appreciate the patience and the touch.
Mm.
And anybody knows, the technology is important nowadays,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing like a caregiver's touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I had run a program with Online Resources, my former company, where every quarter for 20 years we would have a peer-to-peer, in essence, a competition, where the employees would nominate each other for an award. And we figured, hey, why not try it with caregivers? They're under-recognized. And that was the genesis of the program. It was a way of recognizing some very under-recognized people at Knollwood
mm-hmm.
and honoring my parents mm-hmm. and honoring a lot of other patients who would appreciate the kind of care that Knollwood gives.
Mm. Excellent. So launching this beyond Knollwood, what's involved?
Well, we're at the intersection of high touch and high tech. What we do is we're what's called an outsourcer.
Mm-hmm.
We provide software that all the staff gets, whether you're pushing a broom or whether you're running the facility, doesn't matter. They're all eligible for the award. They use our software to nominate each other for the award.
Mm-hmm.
If, say, Debbie were not to be nominated, I might nominate her, say a few words about her. Then her photo appears on a TV set. We have a number of TV sets around the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the month, then a panel of three representatives chooses an honoree.
Mm-hmm.
So the technology part is easy.
Mm-hmm.
It scales. I'm out of technology. It's the human factors part that's a tough choice. So we'll be looking to go national.
Mm-hmm.
It'll involve partnering with nursing homes mm-hmm. such as Knollwood and hospitals.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Matt, if they want to find out more, where would they go?
Go to CECAFoundation.org. Mm-hmm. We're a 501c3 charity.
Okay, that's CECA Foundation.org.
Got it.
Excellent. Is there a phone number for that too, or do you prefer to just drive folks through the web?
Best through the web. Thanks.
SECAFoundation.org. Thanks so much, Matt Lawler, for starting that wonderful way of honoring caregivers and for being a part of the show today.